Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending March 16th, 2012, the 11th week of the year, 676 week I've compiled these statistics, single family residences only and just through the multiple listing service. As an aside, year to date through March 12th, I think it is 46 listings have sold over $1,150,000. 46 listings out of about 160. And last year, 2011, it was 42 listings sold over $1,150,000. Again, only 11-week span and only a difference of four, but better to go up four than down four. First category, new listings. Single-family homes for the week ending March 16th, 2012. 38 new listings hit the books this week. That's a high number for what we've been seeing, lower inventory. 299,900 is the low on South Salinas. The high is 15 million on Hill Road. Of the 38 new listings, 21 were below $1 million. The median price at $874,000. Very low for the new listing category. Second category, opened escrows. 26 lucky people opened escrow. That's a high number, very high number. We've been doing well for the first 10 weeks. We average about 16 closings per week, but the pendings, I think, are even higher. Not by much, but a little higher. 389,000 is the low on Tuolumne, which is Indian for short sale, and a high of 6,290,000 on Sand Point Road, opened escrow there on the beach. 16 of the 26 opened escrows were under $1 million. Median price, 855,000. Half were above and half were below the median number, which is about 13 of the 26 opened escrows. Final category behind door number three, sold listings. 18 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single family home through MLS from Carp to Goleta for the week ending March 16th, 2012. 18, which is chai, in case you want to speak a little Hebrew. A low of 275,000 on East Yananali. Chai also means life. In addition to a number, if you want to confuse a language, have a word that means life and also 18. A high of 19,500,000 on the sold listings on, I don't even know how to pronounce it, T-O-L-L-I-S. I keep wanting to say Tolis. I hope that's what it is. 13 of the 18 closed escrows were under $1 million. Median price just a tick under 790,000. But the average was very high because even though 13 of the 18 sold listings were below $1 million, what about the other five? 1.4 million, 1.8 million, 1.8 million, 5.4 million, and 19 million. Those were the five above $1 million. So those are the stats for the week ending March 16th, 2012. We're going to sneak in something here. Year to date, through March 12th, you got 162 sales, median price, 767,000. Okay? Almost 29% were short sales and bank-owned properties. 29% of the sold 162 sales through March 12th, 29% short sales REOs. That median price down $550,000, that medium there, so very low. Six were actually greater than $1 million, though, of those 47 short sales and bank-owned properties. If you look at just regular sales, the median price, 70% were regular sales. The median price was only $829,000. But if you shift year-to-date through March 12th, 166 pending sales went into escrow. There, if you take out the short sales and bank-owned properties, which represents 56% of the pending sales, the median price for those was $1 million. Now, that's the asking price. They sell for less. It will be less than $1 million. But the telling part of this is that of the 166 pending sales, 44% were short sales in REO. So that's a higher number than what we've closed year to date. We are at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, search MLS listings throughout California, and listen to past broadcasts. You can call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-CHAT, if you'd like to buy or sell a property, or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.